On that resurrection morning, when the redeemed are gathering in, I'll be in that royal number when he calls my name, and forever I will sing hallelujah to the King.
I'll cry with a joyful sound, Lord, here I am, here I am, here I am. I'm the one the shepherd left the fold and found. There were 90 and 9, but he left the fold to find one little lost lamb, and here I am.
When old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we rise up in the air, in less time than a split second, we'll be changed from here to there, where there'll be no grief nor pain. Perfect peace and joy shall reign.
Home at last I shall proclaim, Lord, here I am, here I am. The one the shepherd left the fold and found. There were 99, but he left the fold to find one little lost lamb, and here I am.
I feel kind of out of place this morning. I'm not even supposed to be here. I was supposed to be here in March. That's not too late, is it?
No.
They all tell me I'm slow, but I didn't know I was that slow this morning. I'm happy to be where I am. These other brothers here are called today, and I want to give them as much time as the Lord will permit. And I'm not a long stander. When the Lord blesses me, and I hear some little amens out there, and if he don't bless me, it's even less than that this morning. But I love to feel the Spirit of the Lord, and if there's just one here in the building this morning that's feels like you're on the outside of the fold, I would hope everybody in here is a Christian, but I love to preach to anybody that God will bless me to, but I'm really concerned about the people that are outside. Can't save a one of them, I can't. All me and the brothers together can't do that, but we can sure point you in the right direction and give you some information on how to obtain that. Good to see this brother here this morning. The Lord once saved me, but there's people that has helped me. And many, many years ago, down in Louisville, Kentucky, this brother preached my history, myself, really got me to get moving. He was a young man, and he had a lot of hair then. Just got out of coming home on leave and starting out to preach. But I love all of you here this morning. Now, it bothers me when people thinks too highly of a preacher, and we want you to respect us and love us. And we want you to enjoy listening to us preach the gospel. And you know, we just can't do that without the Lord comes and overshadows us. many, many men can preach. Just about anybody can preach now. But it takes called men of God to preach the gospel. I had school teachers that preached to me, and they didn't have much success. But then, the gospel is where the power is. That's what it is. It's the power of God. Squire Watts is a weak creature. But I preach a strong God, and he says, I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. It's his choice, and it's his obligation, if he wants to save somebody. Now, people's got to come to him in the right way. The Bible says, and you can't get around it now. It says, come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Boy, that gets a lot of people's pride, doesn't it? Yeah, and the fellow works for me, and I was trying to talk to him the other day, and I said, cry. You can't hardly have a broken heart and a contrite spirit without some tears. He said, you mean I have to cry? I said, well, it won't hurt you a bit. It sure won't. They're going to be lots of people going to hell, now I'm telling you the truth, too proud, too high, and too mighty to humble themselves down enough to cry out to this God that's able to save them. The Bible says one time that Jesus himself was in a group of people, and I pray real hard now, I don't know, and a crowd of people and children there, and the Bible said that. He taken a little babe and set it up on his knee and said, it of such is the kingdom of God. And boy, that's getting way down to lay that pride down. I was proud and haughty one time, but I'll tell you what, my friends here today, I'm glad that God has the final say. Now, we've got a certain amount to do. We can't save ourselves, but I'll tell you what, we can repent just as sure as we're here. What is repentance today? My friends, it is a godly sorrow that sets up in your heart that needs not to be repented of. I'm telling you here today, every man and every woman that wants to go to heaven has to come to that point. The Bible says, repent. People don't like to hear that this day and time. Repent ye and be born again, my friends. Yes, repentance is as far as we can go. We can't born ourselves again. The next step is up to God. And I'll tell you what, when he comes in, his Holy Spirit comes in and takes up its abode there. He comes to stay. You don't never have to get to that point. Yeah, I repent about daily, but I'll tell you what, my friends here today, we all make mistakes just as sure as we're here. But this God, I've never had to ask him again, Lord, have mercy on this soul of mine. There's people I had not long ago. I've told this, and I'll just tell it again. This man I know called me and talked to me. I met him one morning going to work, and he says, Squire, you and Brother Danny saved me one time, and now I've fallen away, and I need you to save me again. I said, hey, a good friend, let's sit down here and talk just a little while, and I'll declare if I'll save you, you'll have to do it again. I'll guarantee that. My friends here today, the Bible talks about this man that he got got to that point, he got his house in order. Yeah, he cleaned it up, he garnished it, decorated it, and got it to looking real good. I want to tell you here today, yeah, he put a strong man out of his house according to the Bible, and he went on his way, but he didn't invite the stronger man in. No, and you know what? The Bible said that when the evil spirit came back, it brought seven more evil spirits, and his condition was far worse than it was before. I'll guarantee you right here today, what few minutes I stand here, if you go above this right here, repent. And may not be a person in here that needs to do that. I'll preach it anyhow. Yeah, if you'll go through the terms of this right here, repent and be born again. Invite the strongest one that there is. I'll tell you what now. I love you, brothers, but I didn't want no single one of you to come in and keep me straight. You couldn't have done it. But this Jesus, he's never had to save the same person twice. Is that all right? Yeah. When he comes in, he comes to stay. And I'll declare, he ain't planning on moving out. And I ain't planning on letting him move out. Oh, no. I'll declare, he keeps me. He don't save you and let you join a church and be baptized and just forget about you, does he? I'm having a good time with my salvation here. I'm sorry you're disappointed and send me down here, but we kid each other. Let me tell you about this one brother. Me and him kids each other a lot. Me and Claudette sings together a lot. She got up down at the Big Leatherwood Church one time and she sung a new one on me, one I didn't know, and I didn't utter a word. And this thing, he said, "Squire, that's the best job you've ever done." We having a good time. We sure are. But you put all of them good times together, can't compare to what we are expecting pretty soon. Sissy, honey, it gets better all the time. I ain't seen it yet. I ain't even seen him yet. Have you? No. But I'll declare, we've got a record right here of a lot of people that did see him. When he came out of that grave, some of the sisters saw him. Over 500 brothers at one time seen him. And I'll declare to you, and the writer said, last of all, he was seen of me as one born out of due time. But I'll declare to you, we're going to get to see him pretty soon, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking forward to that. And I'll tell you what, I want as many to come and go with me as will. There's room, and there's room to spare. I don't know just what. There's a lot of controversy over what we're going to look like and what we're going to do. I'll tell you one thing. I believe Mommy's there, but I ain't going to see Mommy. I ain't going to see Papa. I'm going to see Jesus. That's who I'm going to see. And I believe I'm going to take him at his word that I'm going to look like him. Oh, how much better can you get than to look like Jesus? Jesus. Yeah, when I hear him say, come in, you bless my father, inherit the kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It'll never change. No, it won't. It's big enough right now to hold every one of his children. How much better can you get?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord this morning. Well, I see.